Hello, West Liberty. You are listening to WGLZ 91.5. We are college radio, and we are passionately vocal. Today is episode 2 of our series of Passionately Vocal, Students with Stories. Today, we will be talking to Jordan from Imperial, Pennsylvania. Jordan is a member of the West Liberty wrestling team and got his undergrad in marketing and is currently pursuing his master's in business administration. Jordan has also been a national qualifier for West Liberty back in the 2021 and 2022 season. However, due to a number of injuries he's faced, some unique challenges and setbacks he has had to overcome, and that's what I want to talk to you a little bit about today. But Jordan, could we just get started with how did you initially start wrestling?
Yeah, man, it's just want to get started off by saying it's great to be here. Thank you for having me. And
great to have you.
Yeah, man, been wrestling since I could ever even think of my first memory. I started when I was 5 years old, and I just got into it. I was blessed to have my dad. He was just always coached since like before I was even born. He was a big part of the youth wrestling program of our local school, and so he always had me in the room running around during practice and at matches and stuff like that. And and then, you know, it's just something that I saw he loved, so I wanted to try it out. And over the years, I got to really loving it, and then especially as I got older, like high school, middle school, I just really fell in love with it, and I'm still doing it to this day, so I gotta like something about it.
Yeah, obviously you love it, and you're passionate about it. And talking a little bit about high school, I know you were a two-time state qualifier in Pennsylvania. That's pretty impressive, especially for the state of Pennsylvania. For people who don't know wrestling, that's a really hard state. What was it kind of like qualifying for state in high school?
It was really tough, man. I won't lie. And our like qualifier, specifically the Whippeal, that was like our region, was considered really tough. So it was always like going into that tournament was almost like a mini state tournament. Like so many tough guys came out of there. But it was really special too. Like Pennsylvania does a great job of like just knowing the history and keeping the traditions, and a lot of people come out for both the qualifiers and the state tournament, so it's a pretty big spectacle for sure. And then you know, the state tournament's in Hershey, so like just yeah, there's just so much to look forward to, so much on the line, so much pressure. But when you do make it, it's a really cool experience. Obviously, a lot cooler to come home with some hardware though.
Obviously, you talked a little bit about, I guess, the pressure of like performing in Hershey, like Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. What is like one way that you like dealt with that back then versus now, like how you kind of deal with it in college?
Well, that's a great question, man. Honestly, back then I was terrible at handling it. I was terrible at dealing with the pressure. I would let it get to me. I would, even to this day, I'm just like a big overthinker, and so I would a lot of times just, you know, think over obsess about the guy that I was going to wrestle and just how big the moment was and all these things, all these external things that really don't help me be a better wrestler. And it would lead to me just being super nervous on the mat and wrestling like a shell of myself in a way. Like I was not wrestling to my fullest potential. Excuse me. Fast forward to college. First couple of years, I felt like I started to get a little bit better at it, but it really wasn't within the past until like the past, would say like year or so, kind of just with focusing a little bit more on the mental side of the game, what my goal's been, and just really focusing on like the mental approach to the game. And we had our coach had a mental coach come in and work with us, and that really helped. And ultimately that was a big thing that helped me with handling the stress. And then the other biggest thing has just been my faith and be able to lean back on Jesus at any time that I feel like this is like a bigger deal than what it is, or like a match is causing me a lot of anxiety. Like that the nerves, the anxiety is going to come no matter what, but I'm able to face it, and I feel like accept it better now because I know that at the end of the day that I'll still have him no matter what. And Jesus' opinion on me does not matter when it comes to me winning or losing a wrestling match. So that's, I feel like, been the biggest thing that's helped me with dealing with the pressure and stuff like that compared to high school as well.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, especially with your faith, what's something that you think, at least with your faith, compared to Well, I guess this is a better question. Did you have your faith when you were in high school versus when you were in college?
Yeah, another great question, man. In high school, it's interesting. Like, I grew up going to church and stuff like that. Like, my parents would take me to church. My grandmother, my Grammy, she was a huge influence on my faith. Would just always, like, give us little Bible lessons and help us through. So, like, it was always, like, I kind of grew up, like, saying that I believed in God. But, like, I kind of knew in my heart, like, I didn't really feel that. Like, it was kind of just something I knew I was supposed to do in a way. But I also didn't, like, denounce God in my head because I didn't, like, hell was scary. And then I got to later years in high school, and I feel like I even strayed, like, kind of further away from God and, like, just started thinking about new ideas and stuff and these, like, new age ideas of spirituality. But I was kind of falling into that, like, but I wouldn't subscribe to one true God. And then when I got to college, my freshman year, just kind of was dealing, like, kind of going through it towards the end of the year. And just struggling with a lot of things and just in some dark places. And I don't know what it was, but I happened to open my Bible, or my dad's Bible. I didn't even have a Bible. Like, nothing like that. I wasn't going to church, nothing. And then opened my dad's Bible, and I don't know what it was, and I didn't even make sense to me, but it just talked about the fear of the Lord, and it didn't even make sense. I'd never heard that expression before, but it just, like, hit me in my heart and in my soul in a way that, like, I've never felt before. And, like, it was in a time where everything felt out of my control and, like, chaotic, and it just gave me the peace that, like, everything's gonna be okay. Like, for whatever reason, that just spoke to my soul in that way. And I think scripture has such a powerful way to do that and speak to each individual person in the way that they need it. And ever since that day, like, I've just done my best to try to follow Jesus. And that was just, like, a real, like, eye-opening, like, experience for me. And definitely very far from perfect. And I've screwed up so many times along the way. But I can point to that moment and see, like, that was what made me believe in God, for sure.
Mm-hmm. And kind of coming back to wrestling, I know, like I said in the intro, you've come across a lot of injuries. Would you say that your faith has helped you to overcome those as well?
Oh, without a doubt. Because this is something I struggled with, like, even when I feel like I had found God, was when I would get hurt. And I, like you said, I've been hurt a lot in my college career. Like, I've torn several things in both of my knees on different occasions. I've torn things in my shoulder, like, all over my body I've been tore up. And, like, the hardest thing for me, no matter what, is having to take time off of wrestling. Like, no matter what, like, because wrestling's just been, like, so big for me. And I already, like I mentioned, I've been doing it since I was 5. And, like, I also just, like, put so, like, in my head, it means so much to me, and it's, like, such a priority, that when I'm not able to do it because of an injury, that's usually when I would fall into, like, my deepest, like, darkest times. Like, that's when I would be, just shows how blessed I am that that's, like, the one thing that's, like, caused me so much pain. But, like, truly, like, when I would get hurt and I knew I'd have to be off the mat for, like, longer than a week, like, I would just almost go into a depression and, like, I would just see, like, I would not enjoy life nearly as much. And, like, it took a few times of me just, like, being stubborn and just focusing on the negative. But then, like, I feel like truly with this most recent injury that happened last year in March, I tore a bunch of important stuff in my right knee, and then I had to get reconstructive surgery over the summer. This is the longest I've ever had to take time off of wrestling. And I was, like, really worried about it because I knew, like, that's usually when I get the most depressed or just, like, in my darkest times. But, like, I feel like it truly was, like, God showing me, like, this wrestling stuff isn't forever. And if it's gone and if I take it away from you, you're going to be okay because you have me. And, like, that was just something I feel like I truly did learn in this most recent recovery. And I don't know. I wish I would have learned that sooner because, like, it was always just really hard when I would get hurt. But yeah, that's what I would say to that.
Yeah. Aside from just like mindsets and mentalities you've had to adopt from overcoming your injuries, what are some what are some things you've had to change, like, maybe just in your day-to-day life from being injured?
From being injured, you mean like
Like, I guess, physical restrictions.
Physical restrictions. So you're saying, like, in the time that I was injured, physical restrictions that I would have, like, temporary physical restrictions that I would have?
Or temporary or permanent, whether either or if you have either.
Okay. So you're saying, like, any lasting effects that I've had basically from the... Okay. Honestly, to this day, like right now, there's a lot of stuff messed up with my body, but that's kind of just from the daily grind of wrestling practice, lift, and short recovery times in between. But as far as lasting effects, I mean, I'm still not fully recovered from this last knee surgery, so like there's a lot of things I can't do that I was able to once do before. But I'm still regaining that stuff. That hopefully shouldn't be permanent. And then other than that, like kind of just noticed that my joints and stuff aren't as tight and solid as they once were. Like I can just feel that in different things that I do. And then I just feel like an old man, dude. When it is cold outside, when it rains, like legitimately my joints are tighter and my body is tighter. And everything like that when it's cold outside. I think from those injuries, nothing crazy, but I just feel like I have an old man's body at 24 years old.
I can definitely relate to that because sometimes when it gets rainy out, my wrist that I had surgery on starts to stiffen up.
Mm-hmm. It's the worst.
Yep. But ladies and gentlemen, that is about halfway of our interview here. So we're going to cut to a short break and be back in a little. Please stay tuned. Welcome back, West Liberty. This is Vinny, and I was just talking to Jordan here about some of his injuries and struggles he's had with wrestling, and we're probably going to continue that here in this second half. So, Jordan, do you want to tell me a little bit maybe about, I guess, your mindset coming into this season with those previous injuries on your mind?
Yeah, man, that's there's a lot that goes into that for sure. You know, it's tough, man. It's a really tough balance because I've always just been of the mindset of just going, like, I don't even really know how to describe it, but whenever a workout starts, whenever a practice starts, whenever a rep starts, whatever it is, like, I'm just going 1,000% as hard as I can the entire time. And that's kind of just been, like, a big part of my identity since I got to college, and I think it's helped me in a lot of ways. But I think that's also been what's led to a lot of my injuries. And even now, like, just at times when I start to feel slightly better, I'll push just a little bit too much, and then I'm a little too sore in areas that I shouldn't be the next day, like in injured areas and stuff like that. So with that, I have to balance, you know, just that being a part of my identity and what's helped me succeed in the past with making sure that my body can make it to March, which is when the national tournament is. And the wrestling season, as you know, it's a really long time when you're going through it. And so, it's right now just trying to balance getting as good as I possibly can with every opportunity, while also prioritizing my health and my longevity for the season. That's what I would say for sure.
Yeah, that makes sense. Obviously, for those who don't know, Jordan here was last year ranked as high as 11th in the NCAA D2 tournament, or the national tournament, excuse me. I guess what was kind of that? Did you feel let down when you got injured last year?
I definitely felt, I was heartbroken, honestly. Like, it was just everything was it was at a time where everything was just really clicking, and I just felt that everything was just falling into the right place. I kind of was really just finding my own identity and as a competitor, and just how I prepare myself, and just the way that, you know, my mindset and the work that I had done with that, and inviting God into my wrestling and wrestling through my faith. I just felt, in my technique, like, everything just felt like it was really clicking. I was in a great spot with my coaches as well. And then it was just, like, out of nowhere, like, snap, crackle, pop, and my knee's gone. But, So, yeah, that's to answer your question. It was definitely just, like, heartbreaking in the moment. And it, yeah, for sure. And even, like, even afterwards, like, it just even felt like I was in denial for a little while because I was, like, tried it for, like, 2 months to just still come back and, like, find any way to still just, like, finish out the season. But doctors basically said it would be impossible.
Now, you said that last year, right before you got hurt, you said you felt like things were, like, just starting to click for you. Do you feel like in your training up until now that's still been the case? Like, you still feel like that click is still going on?
Yes. So that's a good question. It's, yes, in different ways, though. So when I was talking about before, like, it was kind of just everything combined together was clicking. Like, my technique, but then also, like, just myself as a competitor and the way I was preparing for matches and the way that, like, I felt at competition and stuff like that. I felt like I had kind of a rocky start to the year with that. Just, like, matches being closer than what they should have been and just feeling tense out there. And I finally got to that point where I was feeling loose and just, like, myself. And so this year, I would say that things have been really clicking in the room and in practice. And even with the restrictions that I have, like, I have to wrestle a little bit differently because I can't exactly do everything, but everything does kind of feel like it's clicking in there. It's just a little bit different because I haven't had the ability to compete or just be in that capacity. But with that, I feel like I kind of did figure out what worked for me last year and kind of just figure out what I need to do to get myself in that place to click when it comes to competition and getting myself in the state that I need to be in.
Right on. And I guess kind of like a little follow-up question on that with like talking about just like it clicks in a different way with your technique. You obviously said you've had to change the way you wrestled. Has it been like a drastic change or has it just been minor adjustments, like you can't, you know, move your knee this way or that way?
Yeah, so good question. So it's been a little bit of both, honestly, because the main thing is I can't at this very moment, I can't like pound my knee on the mat. I can't do a lot of kneeling on it while putting weight on it, which you have to do in order to take a penetration step, a regular shot in wrestling. So when it comes to taking a shot and trying to get to their legs, I have had to just be a little bit more creative and use just different things than what I had usually done in the past, and just learning to score without always having to take a shot or bang my knee on the mat, which at first was like really frustrating to me that I had to do this and go through this change and like almost feel like I'm reinventing myself as a wrestler. But it really just kind of felt like, I don't know, it was just like God's timing, because it forced me to focus on areas that I'm strong at but I kind of just neglected because it wasn't a traditional shot. And so it really, this summer was a lot of fun just being able to experiment and play around with different things and almost kind of just like reinvent myself in a way with keeping just like the same foundation that I had, just kind of switching up my approach in a few different ways.
Well, Jordan, thank you for joining me here. It was great having you on the radio. It was great talking to you about, you know, your faith and, you know, kind of working through injuries and how that's been for you. But thank you for your time, Jordan. And this has been Vinny with a student interview here on WGLZ 91.5. Please stay tuned for more student projects like this and great music. We are College Radio, and we are passionately vocal.